Here's some good news for you. The vast majority of people do not realize how much power they have over their own circumstances or the outcomes of their lives. Most people suffer under the illusion that they have no control because that's what they've been taught. And you might be asking, well, what's the good news? Well, the good news is you have more power than you might suppose. And let me just give you a few examples here right off the bat. Number one, when it comes to health outcomes, people think that disease is just random chance. And as a result, people who drink a lot of soda pop and eat a lot of sugary processed foods, when they get diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, they think it's random, just spontaneous. Like there's nothing they could have done to prevent it. It just hit them because they were unlucky. Well, isn't it weird how people who eat a lot of sugar tend to be really unlucky when it comes to type 2 diabetes? Yeah, that's because type 2 diabetes has a cause. And some of it's, you know, sugar consumption, obviously. But a similar thing is true with cancer. A similar thing is true with, you know, Alzheimer's, high blood pressure, cardiovascular, heart disease, whatever. These all have causes. They're not spontaneous magic. It's not like you've been cursed with dark magic and then, you know, a dark wizard in another realm gave you cancer implants. It doesn't work that way. Now, of course, there are things that are outside of your control, such as all the toxins in the environment and so on. So I'm not saying you have absolute control, but you have a tremendous amount of control, especially since you can consume anti-cancer substances that can counteract the pro-cancer properties of toxins in the environment, you know, like all the hormone disruptors and some of the heavy metals and the pesticides and things like that. But it's not just about health. People also tend to not realize how much power they have over their finances. For example, most Americans keep all their money in dollars and all their savings in dollars, and then they don't understand why they're impoverished at the end of the day, because the dollars keep losing value. They keep losing purchasing power, and they don't really get why. Well, the reason is because the dollars are a scam. The dollars are being counterfeited by the central bank and the treasury to take away the purchasing power. So if you're holding dollars, you're actually holding something that's going to fall in value. You can trade dollars for things like gold or silver or whatever, and things that will hold value. So you don't have to stay stuck in dollars, and then you escape the scam. So if you work for a living and you want to save some money, if you save it in something other than a collapsing currency, then you can actually get ahead. And that's up to you. And these two examples I gave, and of course we can give many other examples in many other areas, but you know what they have in common? Is that people who tend to be struck by what they think are just random, spontaneous disasters, they tend to be people who lack knowledge. They just lack knowledge. Whereas people like you and I, who have a much more in-depth understanding of how things work, cause and effect, economics, health, medicine, nutrition, geopolitics, history, whatever, to us, very few things are genuine surprises. We have a pretty good idea of what causes what and how this action will lead to that effect, etc. We have a pretty good idea about that. And that's a good thing because it means that you are recognizing your power to shape your future. Somehow that skill has been kind of lost on a lot of the population. People have been disempowered by messages from the media or authorities or government or the CDC or the FDA, you know, disempowered by advertising messages from Big Pharma. It's like, oh, if you feel depressed, you have a brain chemistry imbalance. It just happened to you. No, it didn't. There's no such thing as a brain chemistry imbalance that causes depression. That's a made-up story that Big Pharma came up with to sell drugs to people who think that a pharmaceutical is going to make them happy. Of course, then they find out it doesn't really work, but, you know, then there's another drug to try, this and that. But we live in a world where almost all of the mainstream conventional messages are deceptive. And they're specifically designed to deceive you into thinking that you don't have any control at all, and into thinking that your life is largely determined by chance, that it's bad luck when things happen. Now, there is, you know, there are some things that happen by pure chance. You're driving along a road and then some drunk driver, you know, slams into you out of the blue, right? That's bad luck. That's not your fault. And those things can happen, clearly. But that's not the majority of things that happen. Most of what happens is an extension of decisions that you've made, choices, different paths that you've chosen in your life. And the good news in this is that, of course, you can choose at any time. You can change your path and you can change your outcome. So when you get down to what are the things that most people want in life, what are they? You know, people want to be free from pain, which means they want good health. People want to have some level of wealth and financial abundance. People also want to have purpose and meaning. And typically, most people want to have social acceptance or some kind of recognition and also some kind of socialization. You know, they want to have a family or a spouse or friends or a social circle that they interact with where they feel like they're accepted and they belong. And these are the primary things that most people want. But these conventional lies that are told to people, that is, you don't have control over your health, and you can never really get ahead with your finances, and you'll never be popular unless you conform to the establishment narratives. These are lies and deceptions that are designed to keep you disempowered and to prevent you from achieving the things that actually matter to you, the list that I just said. So if you want to get ahead in your health, for example, by definition, you're going to have to reject what most doctors will tell you. You're going to have to reject what the media tells you because they're all funded by, you know, pharmaceutical companies and big food, processed food manufacturers, etc. You're going to have to reject the conventional establishment because obviously the conventional establishment doesn't produce healthy people. It produces what you see out there in public right now, which is disease, overweight, obese Americans. That's the product of the system by definition. So if you embrace the system, you're going to have the same results as those people. The only way to have better results is to reject the system. Now then, by doing so, if you reject the system, and if over the years, if you've said things like, I'm not going to wear a mask, I'm not going to take that jab, I'm not going to take statin drugs, they're toxic, you know, they destroy mitochondria, they destroy energy, they destroy heart muscle, whatever. If you've done any of these things, you've probably noticed that then you start to get punished socially. And that's all by design. So if you start to diverge from the establishment in health and medicine and pandemics and vaccines and so on, then some of your friends or social contacts or family members or doctor or whatever will start to ostracize you. Oh, I'm not going to have anything to do with somebody that won't wear a mask. You've probably heard that before. I'm not going to have anything to do with somebody who won't take a jab. You're not being responsible. And then, by the way, those people who took the jabs will get sick themselves and they'll get diagnosed with COVID. And then they'll blame you for not being vaccinated. It's your fault that I got COVID because you're not vaccinated, you know. So this kind of weird, twisted peer engineering, I guess you could call it, is a form of social engineering, is designed to keep you in line. Make sure you don't step out of line. Make sure you don't ever rock the boat or question the establishment. If you start to question the establishment, then they start to push back against you. And then you can lose your job, you can lose your medical license, etc. Same thing with finances. If you start to question the financial establishment, which is, oh, you should just invest all your money in a 60-40 portfolio of stocks and bonds, and that's what's going to do good, and everything's good, just, you know, blindly do what everybody else is doing, But if you say, wait a minute, the stock market's a giant Ponzi scheme and the bond market is going to collapse. Think about it. Interest rates are going to move much higher. Bond yields are going to have to go much higher, which means bond value is going to plummet. I mean, just do the math. Stocks and bonds don't actually seem like a very smart place to put money right now. I think I want to put money in, gold and silver. The minute you say that, then there are some people, gold and silver, ancient relic, whatever they've been programmed to say, because they are programmed to say things like that. And then they'll think you're stupid, even though they're the ones who are stupid for staying involved in a Ponzi scheme where they don't even have actual ownership of any of the stocks or the bonds. It's not even in their name. They're going through a brokerage, which could collapse at any time and have a bail-in and seize all their funds, which has happened over and over and over again. Just look at, MF Global or whatever. All these examples over the years where the brokerage houses collapsed and took everybody's money. Whereas if you have physical gold and silver in your hands, you have self-custody. So you might say to your friends, but I have self-custody, which eliminates counterparty risk. And then their answer would typically be, what do you mean? What is self-custody? Because they're not even familiar with the concept. They've never heard of that. They don't know why that's important because they're living in an artificial world, but it's the consensus world. Remember, something doesn't have to be true or accurate to be the consensus. In fact, more often than not, what the crowd believes is the opposite of truth or accuracy. So all of this leads to a really important realization. As I said at the beginning, you have more control over your outcomes than you might suppose. But to pursue that control, you have to express a lot of courage, because you're going to have to buck the system. You're going to have to go against the consensus. You're going to have to go against the herd. The herd doesn't like that. They survive on conformity. They want you to conform, because it's from that conformity that they derive power. You can only be one of us if you behave like us, if you believe like us. You have to eat like us. Have you ever gone to like a church luncheon or something, and you find out that your church is living on processed garbage? All the church people are eating processed junk food loaded with MSG, garbage like that. wait a second. I'm not sure I want to be part of this group if this is the way that you are going to eat. If you're going to socialize with food and then this is your food base, that's the food of diabetes and cancer and heart disease, and that's kind of what you're going to get. So if you go to an event like that and you reject that food, then you're going to be rejected by the group. You see, that's the social engineering kicking in. If you want to be like us, you have to eat like us. If you want to be like us in financial circles, you have to invest like us. You have to own the stocks that we own. You can't be an unconventional thinker and be part of our group. You got to pick one or the other. But again, all these groups have delusions. Delusions of health or food or finance or what they think is freedom or what they think is democracy or what they think is technology, etc. So to be a person who takes control over your own future is to be a fiercely independent person. And it's to be a person who is not always welcome in polite society, because you ruffle their feathers, you go against the grain, and they don't like that. But the advantage to you is you gain control over your life. Your outcomes become your mind, what you want to do instead of what the system wants you to do. The system wants you broke, indebted forever, and sick, reliant on their medicines and doctor's visits and pharmaceuticals and jabs. The system wants you that way because that's their profit model. The financial system wants you indebted. They don't want you to be financially independent. They don't want you to have no debt, have everything paid off, to have possession of your own assets. Oh my God, that's the last thing they want. They want you to be entirely dependent on them. Of course they do. That's why the system is set up that way. The media system, they don't want you to tune into alternative media or get information from sources that they don't control. They want you to watch CNN or Fox News or NPR or read the New York Times or what have you, because then they can control your reality through the information filters that they push onto your brain. If you go outside that system, that's a threat to their information monopoly. If you go outside the system and start to learn something new, something valuable, something independent, you know, it's going to benefit you, but it won't benefit them. There's no group that benefits from you being a better person. The groups only benefit from you joining their group and empowering the group by giving them your resources. Could be your attention, could be your membership dues, your donations, your time, your money. The group benefits from you conforming, not from thinking for yourself. And there is no group of fiercely independent thinkers. There's not like the nonconformist union, you know, by definition, doesn't exist. So, thus, the path to personal empowerment is a path that's usually a path with a lot of individualism. It's a lot of saying no to the groups, or saying no to the cults, or saying no to the scams that are out there, and being your own person, navigating the world from a point of view of having transcended all of those sort of uninformed NPC masses who are living out their lives in these just pathetic little constructs that they live in, of groups that are uninformed. Now, there may be some exceptions to this. I can think of, you know, some groups of people would be cool to hang out with. Like if we hang out with, you know, a bunch of Ron Paul people, they tend to be much better informed. They tend to be more independent thinkers. Or if you're hanging out with a group of, let's say natural medicine practitioners, right? They would tend to be more critical thinkers, more independent people. Or frankly, like gold and silver people tend to be more independent thinking type of people, because gold and silver is not, you know, it's not what the mainstream is advocating. So there are groups that represent more individualism and have a lot more intelligence and rationality. They're not popular groups. It's not going to be the mainstream. It's not going to be, you know, Turning Point USA or whatever. It's going to be some much smaller group, the Ron Paul remnant. And that's where you'll find me, in some place like that, not at a TP USA event or anything that's got a lot of, you know, razzle dazzle, you know, theatrical performance. No, thank you. I'm not swayed by a bunch of fireworks and light and, you know, pyrotechnics and, you know, special effects, all that kind of stuff. I'm swayed by merit, by substance, by intelligence, creativity, passion, values, ethics. These are the things that matter to me, and I think also to you, which is maybe why you're listening. So that's what I will continue to pursue for you. I'm going to continue to exercise and advocate independent thinking, critical thinking, strategic thinking, to be able to succeed in every area of your life where you want more control over your outcome. And that's going to be health, finance, it could be technical achievement, intelligence, creativity, innovation, whatever the case may be. I want to help you succeed in being more of the person that you want to be. And I'll share with you everything that I'm learning, you know, the mistakes I'm making on my journey at the same time, because we're all sharing the same journey in the same world. It's the same simulation. You know, we're all here together at the same time for whatever reason. That's interesting. And you can follow my work at brightvideos.com and also naturalnews.com. And if you want to follow me on social media, I'm Health Ranger on X, or on brightian.social, I'm also Health Ranger. On Telegram, I'm Real Health Ranger. And beware of there's a lot of impersonation accounts on, on Telegram and a bunch of places. So watch out for the fake impersonators. But my account on Telegram is Real Health Ranger. So check it out, and thank you for listening. And I wish you well. We're going to have a great journey together, and I've got a lot more coming. So take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at HealthRangerStore.com.